And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And relatively, discombobulated as we're getting everything done. Thanks for helping with this, Bob. We need to get everything done because we're going to be bringing in Dr. Judy Mikovits in the third hour, kind of get us all caught up on the stuff. I got a telegram from Leo Magpoc, from Stepwise, friend of ours that's in the Philippines right now, and he said they called the lockdown. He's super stuck there. All international travel and local out of Manila, curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., super crazy. I'm actually getting a little scared, stuck here with no way out for the next 90 days.
Yep. Hey, they shut Flagstaff down.
Oh, really?
Yep. This morning, heard it on the news, basically they're locking Flagstaff down. It's coming. Yeah, they got no other tool. They have to do this. If you paid attention to what the governor and or the mayor of Chicago, whatever, he was on yesterday or the day before, and he was going, look, we asked everybody nice to, like, you know, stop going to bars and hanging out and big crowds and all that. And he goes, and you didn't listen. So now, boom, they just closed everything. Yeah, it's like that's what they're going to do in the nation. They very nicely, the president told everyone, we all need to do our part, and everybody's kind of, you know, stay away from each other. We've got to help out the elderly, not contaminating them. So they're going to lock the country down. So be ready for it. It's coming. It's the only tool they have.
Yeah, we're still playing with video here. There we go.
And if they don't, it's going to be horrific if they don't.
Why? What do you mean horrific? I'm all this stuff. You look at any numbers and so on. It's kind of like that two week later. It's an incubation of 2 week thing. And I'm going, I'm not seeing dead bodies.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's going to be horrific.
Define why. Explain. Well, do the math for me. Help me out here. Just don't say it.
Okay. For every million people, it's 2 million dead. How many millions of people we got in this country?
For every million people, there's 2 million dead?
What do you, 2%. Do the math.
Oh, okay. So for every million people, that's what? What's 2%? 20,000?
It's 2 million.
2 million?
Yeah. We have 350 million people in the country. Even if one third of the people catch it, it's 1 million dead.
Okay.
In
so
math, I've been graphing the math every day.
Okay. Okay. You're so expert, and then you just answer some questions, not just say it. Okay. I'm going, all right. So these people that are dead, or what? Are they infirm? Are they old? Is it 6-year-olds? Yeah. Is it? I mean, you know, what are we talking? Mostly what? Tell me.
Mostly they're the old. Mostly they're the infirm. Mostly they're people that have, like, cigarette smokers or who have diabetes. They're overweight. They have some other underlying condition. They're over 65, 70 years old, but they're still people, and they're going to die.
Well, no, I'm just wondering if this is, it's kind of like I've heard this before. It was called Nazi Germany. And they go,
I don't care who's doing it. I'm just saying it's going to get done. So be ready. It's going to be horrific. You're going to see scenes on the TV in the next 30 days that go, oh, my God.
I need to know. Oh, my God. What? We have the
dead bodies.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Of the nursing homes, the hospitals.
Yes. Stacked like cordwood in front of hospitals. They don't have the capacity. It's going to be ugly.
Okay, so I'm wondering about, not that that's good. I just need to know, our school children that you know, up to the age of what? You know, they're just get cough, sniffle. Are they trying?
Yes. Mostly, that's what the trouble is. Most of the young people aren't staying home because they've basically figured out they're not going to die. So they're going about their life. They get sniffles, sore throat. They might get sick for a little while. Then they come back. You know, they're all good. But all the older people, you know, the joke is they're calling it the boomer remover.
Yeah.
You know, so, and you know, I mean, like say, you know, for Italy, right now in Italy, it's got so bad that if you're 80 years old and you walk into the hospital, they give you the last rites and send you home.
You know, I'm
the reality.
If this is a neon flashing example of don't depend on the systems and you take care of yourself and you have the freedom to do so.
Absolutely, but like I say, the people who aren't ready, get ready in the next.
Well, I mean, Bob, you're Mr., you know, anarchist, libertarian, freedom oriented, whatever. Do we need a government, you know, blocking the exits and you can't leave and you gotta and you're not allowed and you whatever and you're too, what I mean, you know, where's your line, man? What do you think's got to happen?
Well, I know where my line is. I got ready 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I got my gate locked. I don't care about the rest of it.
All right. I'm just, you know, if this is going to be horrific and scary and whatever, therefore we justify the Constitution's out the window, and it was never really there anyway, and don't worry about it.
I ain't justifying anything. I'm just justifying my gate is locked. What happens outside the gate, I have no control over.
Well, this is, you know, around this one thing, Ducey, the governor of Arizona, had been, nah, we're not closing school. We're not going to get all, you know, uppity about this. We're not worrying. And then all of a sudden, boom, schools are closed. You know, and I'm going, good. Donna gets to spend more time with grandkids and they can, you know, lift weights, get stuff out of the attic. I mean, you know, whatever.
What they did in Italy was about a week and a half ago. They basically had a quarantine or shutdown or kind of like the red zone in northern Italy. And somebody in the government leaked a memo that said, hey, at midnight tonight, we're locking the country down. Well, that got leaked and the country, all the people in the north swarmed out. The bus depots were full. The train stations were full. It was chaos. So they're not going to let you know. It's just going to happen because they can't afford to have that kind of chaos.
So, and then I get President Trump comes out and says, I mean, not that I was paying attention that much, but I remember him saying, oh, well, yeah, you should not be hoarding food. You shouldn't be buying a bunch. You shouldn't be stocking up your, you know, that's bad. I'm going, screw you, man. You know, when freedom's the answer, what's the question to all this stuff? And if you didn't make the right decisions, I don't see where I have to be, you know, denied my freedom, denied my property, denied my, you know, whatever to, because you didn't make the right decision. You know, when you suffer from these decisions, that is the learning opportunity. That is what next time is freaking I know better.
Well, that's kind of what Britain is doing. Britain kind of went like, yeah, we're going to try to do what we can, but they're just going to let it sweep through the country, clean up the, you know, sweep up the dead and move on.
Yeah, it's a Monty Python movie. Bring out your dead.
they kind of figure, 2%, and then when we're done, we'll have herd immunity, we'll move on. There's some logic to that, but, you know, that's a lot of dead bodies.
Yeah, my thing is I don't want the solution to be worse than the cure. We went, worse than the disease. We went to, a few nights ago, we watched, it was Monday, this last weekend, Derek's daughter, they had on Monday when they still had school, a bring your costume to work school day. What was that about? What'd you guys do?
Some sort of movie, dress up as your favorite movie character day last Monday. Yep. And Nevada wanted to dress up as V from Vendetta.
So we went that evening before she did it. That was Sunday night. A bunch of us sat there and watched the movie V. And I go, you know, this is going to be a good movie because the whole premise of that movie was a big, giant virus that killed everybody. And ta-ra-ta-ra, they come out with the cure and the government with the guys with the cure. And then they got their power and all this other stuff. It's like it's playing out right in front of us right now. So when you got Bill Gates, you know, kind of, yeah, I'm retiring and going off here and wait till we get down. When we get down to 500 million people and we reached our, you know, Georgia Guidestone goals, you know, call me and we'll come out and we'll see what's up. You know, but what does he do? Oh, yeah, we're going to have the coronavirus vaccine. Yeah, we're good. You know, all right, I go, what? I'm going to start calling him Prethro. You know?
I don't really worry about it at this point in time. I'm just trying to get through it. It doesn't matter why it's here.
Yeah, no, the solution is still the same. Regardless whether it's intentional, man-made, natural, or whatever, the solution is the same. You take care of yourself before like a bug.
The overall picture in the real estate market today is one of frustration when you take many factors into consideration. The housing market pundits would have you believe that everything is okay, but the long-term trending on the real estate numbers say otherwise. You are starting to see another wave of commercial and retail center vacancies, which follows a downturn in the residential market. So when you are ready to sell your house, I can help. This is Donna Hancock with Silver Alliance Realty in Phoenix, Arizona, and I can take some of the guesswork out of the home selling process, providing you with market trends in your area and detailing what you can expect before, during, and after the transaction. Being in the real estate business for almost 20 years now has afforded me knowledge of the market, networking with industry specialists along the way. And that includes professionals that can help after the sale to help protect your assets. So let's get moving today. Please feel free to call or message me at 602-828-1819. That's 602-828-1819. Or visit my webpage at donnahancock.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Okay, I got an idea. Donna, if you're listening, Donna, hello? Donna, okay. This is what I need you to do. In the second hour, I want you to put the...
This is the second hour.
I know, but in the second hour of the archive, you ready? You got a pen, paper? Okay, here we go. They can put in vaccine and vaccinations back to the first page. You go first page, you go vaccine and vaccinations category in Freedom's Phoenix, and you go to the first page. You take that link and you put it up. Then go to Economy USA, and you find, I don't know, it might be page 50 or 60 or whatever, whenever the July of 08. You know, the pages that start with dates about July, you know, beginning of July 08. And you take that link and you put it up. And I want the audience, you know, give Donna a few minutes, you know, the next break or something, she'll have it done. You put that up. Now, the beginning of 09 or whatever, when we started doing vaccines and vaccinations category, and July of 08 for economics. You put that up and you go click on those things, audience. And I tell you what you're going to find out. You're going to see exactly the same headlines building up to the financial crisis. Oh, my God, and it's doing kind of now and kind of them, you know, and Lehman Brothers. Okay? And then you had the TARP, and then you had all this other stuff. And right when that was going, what happened? H1N1. And it was exactly the same headlines. We're all going to die, and blah, 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 blah. And the reaction to that, the ability to do this quantitative easing and TARP and all this other crap, that was just kicking it down the road to get it to now. And if you've been listening to this show, I'm going, this is coming. Well, here it is. This is it. Fear is the mind killer. Now, we're going to find out how many horrific dead bodies and cordwood and whatever, but I'm telling you, it is going to be a much longer, devastating, lower standard of living, hyperinflation, oh my God, big giant problems that, oh, it was triggered by the coronavirus. And I call BS on that. I'm saying the economy is what triggered the coronavirus. You know? So, it's going to be like that. They never let a good crisis go to waste. I guarantee that. So this is, that's my fear, is that what came out of this, and they'll blame, oh, the devastation and the depression from the coronavirus had nothing to do with economic policy. Oh, it had nothing to do with going trillions, 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 trillions more in debt. Had nothing to do with the wars. Had nothing to do with policy. Had nothing to do with not turning over the money changer tables of the central banks. Had nothing to do, and I'm going, bullshit! It had everything to do with that. And I'm going, that's my thing. And I understand why everybody's concerned. It's a real concern. There's real going to be problems. There's real. And they really needed it, you know? And it wouldn't even surprise me that this was, you know, kind of, I don't know if coordinated, but certainly mutually beneficial to the Chinese Communist Party and the United States Socialist America. You know, so this is because it's money, big time money.
Have no doubt, but you know, I just don't want to be part of their excuse.
No. I'm hip. And what's the solution to all this? Exactly what Bob did. You're all prepared. And this is stuff. Whenever they piss me off or they do another question, just out of principle, this is what Don and I would do. We would go down to Sam's Club and buy another 50-pound bag of beans. Oh, they! I can't believe they get that means another big bag of rice. They would go, no, you know what? We need some more medicine. Yeah. I'm going to the feed store. Every year we go and, you know, the expiration on the penicillin and whatever for our animals, and I would go and get more stuff. That big red, you know, it was a big, giant medic bag that we have, and I just keep stocking. So the thing is what did we do for Christmas a few years ago with our family? All my kids, my four kids, my gazillion grandkids, we had these big backpacks that we got at the gun show, and we stocked it with all kinds of dense food for even their family. It had enough they'd survive for a month, and it had a bunch of medicines and different stuff. Donna starts doing her own Phoenix Botanicals, making her own personal hygiene products and everything. Quit smearing the man all over you and lowering your immune system. We started getting, you know, different things that we don't get sick anymore. I don't have insurance. I got friends, I got doctors, and your insurance ain't going to do you jack squat when you're sitting out in the line, you know, waiting for a bed, I need oxygen.
Put you in the line. You spend all your money on insurance instead of oxygen generator.
Right.
Bags.
You know, it's like, what do I do? I buy more medicine. Yeah. Bob, Derek, and I all have oxygen generators. Boom.
Well, I just ordered mine. I'm hoping it'll ship. I was expecting to get it last week, and
I'm
still waiting for a tracking number. So they may have oversold those.
You know, one other thing, do you know how to do an IV? Oh, that's right. Does Leah know how to do an IV?
Oh, yes.
Well, she needs a T. That's one thing, skill I need to know. That's one skill I need to know.
I'd like to know the person with that skill rather than have the skill myself, I think. It's a little creepy.
I know it is. But, you know, I want to have the ability to, because I got the IV saline solution ring or whatever the hell it is, you know, just one. I mean, you need a bunch, but they're, you get them at the feed store. You know, the pigs, the horses, the whatever, same thing, you know? So I'm going, all right, you know, what do they do? I wanted to know. Do you even know what they do for you at the hospital, Bob? What do they do?
They give you the last rites.
Well, there was a video somebody put up.
They have to support your respiratory system to the point that you either fight the virus off or you succumb to organ failure because of the heat storm or whatever it is. You know, your basically body reacts so harshly with the immune system that it basically attacks you and you die. So I mean, if that happens, there's really nothing they can do for you. Those that recover, basically, it's get supported with respiratory help until your body fights the infection off and you get better.
Well, a lot of times there's a lot of permanent lung damage, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, they got all kinds of
organs. What happens is you get a secondary bacterial infection because of all the secretions and stuff in your lungs and you can't clear them out, and then bacterial infection sets in. So you got to have antibiotics also, but that's what it is. It's respiratory failure that finally drives your body to the point of, you know, reacting so harshly that you die.
So if you guys are so concerned, I'm concerned enough, I already did it, but you're so concerned about, you know, having pneumonia and you can't recover and they're not going to help you at the hospital, your life sucks, get over it, you go to the feed store and you go buy some antibiotics and 49-cent hypodermics.
This is not medical advice.
This is not medical advice. You can use it for ornamentation to put it in the window or something, whatever. These brown bottles make good stained glass. You if you're worried about it, let me tell you, Hear Tell, some people can go and buy, you know, antibiotics, the same thing. Of course, it'll say on there, not for humans, you know. Yeah, I'm going. But you know what? I live in the horse area there. People care more about their horses and their cows and their pigs than they do their children. They take and they just turn them over and whatever, but you got to go buy something for their horse. Man, they want to know every nit and tittle about everything that they do. You know, I'm just like, God, you guys' priorities is messed up, you know? So you have antibiotics there. Then we have oxygen generator. Or you can just get an oxygen tank for your freaking welding.
Yeah.
Didn't you do something like that?
Well, this is not medical advice either, but
oh,
I'm
God.
Relating.
You know, screw you guys. I don't even care about that bee. Come after my ass. Yeah, we'll talk about it when we come back. Yeah, this is not a medical advice. I don't want to. You know, I'd rather you know some stuff and you not die. How about that? Okay? So the respiratory failure, you get to where the oxygen can't get into your system and your organs start to die. That's the big fear. $19 little finger oxygen saturation in your blood meter I got. Now they're $40 or something. Not for us.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Okay, we got some real life goodie going on here. Oxygen. Now, first, you know, Derek's got a bunch of stuff to share, but I wanted to get before we get into it when we left the last segment. Bob, you know, you worked at oxygen generating, packing, doing. What's the difference between welding and medical?
Nothing in the oxygen, but, you know, the tank, you know, coming out of a tank, the tanks aren't probably medical grade because we used to deliver the liquid to the hospitals into their big reservoir, and then they'd vaporize it and send it through their pipes to the rooms they were using. But, you know, the oxygen is oxygen. The welding tank is probably, you know, might have some particulate in it or something, but, you know, it's the same oxygen.
Yeah. All right. So, tell us everything you know now. You've been watching the streams here.
What
do you want to say, man? Go.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Ian, up in Canada, he's in Ottawa. He had a baby yesterday, and Ottawa's pretty much on lockdown. He's up at the hospital and ran into a friend of his, another family member who's in there for corona. The thing that's bothering me is they're not allowing any visitors in to see his wife and the baby. So just husbands only. And they said that maybe next week they're not going to allow husbands. They said husbands next. I don't even know how they could imagine doing that, to not let the husband in, you know, to delivery and to see the baby and see the mom and whatnot.
Get in line, man. This is the way, you know, freaking stethoscope and the white, you know, coat with a badge and a shiny and the gun, and because they freaking said that's why. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
he's hoping to get everybody out of the hospital today. The baby was born last night.
That frog wind's around somewhere.
Man. So, and what's some of the other stuff you got going on?
I got some other news that this affects Love Bus. We just put in the order for all the stuff that we needed, the cables and stuff for the studio, the outside cameras, all that from Amazon. Amazon suspends all shipments other than medical supplies and household staples.
Yep.
This morning. I don't understand how they can't ship stuff.
You know, they don't want the guys to have to come to your door is what it is.
Well, you could push it off the back of the truck in front of the street, man. What the hell?
Well, they could, but they're not gonna.
Yeah. I mean, they just drop it on the... right. I don't know. But it just seems like an awful overreaction to me.
Why they need us. I am not. This is a perfect example. This is what was the date today? We're at what? 17th. March 17th, 2020.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Is that today?
So.
Oh, yeah, 17th. Yeah. Okay. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All the bars are closed. A friend of mine, our friend Chris, took 3 days off so we could go out for St. Patrick's Day and have time to recover. They closed all the bars in Bangor.
Yep.
I want to go on record. It is the reaction to this that is going to be the bigger death killer. It's going to be the bigger problem, and it's going to affect countries for a long time. There'll be people. Yeah, but, you know, we... Watch V for Vendetta. You know, things were chaotic then. We did what we had to do, and that's all I got to say about that.
Go tough times then. Person about World War II.
Hey, around you,
American citizens.
This is the ramification. So, is there some place in the whole globe that made the decision? Yeah, we're just going to do this freedom thing, and. Yep, you know, as much as you can buy, as much as you can hoard, as much as you can whatever, it's all going to work itself out one way or another, kind of, you know, in peace, and you'll learn freaking next time, we'll see. And you see what happens. The freer a country is, the less this kind of crap happens. I guarantee it. But we are going to have to learn that lesson again. So it's going to be, I'm free enough, I'm going to go be Bob, you know, go out and live in the, you know, bite me, instead of what? What do they, them, those want? They want you in a shipping container next to the light rail system with everything a body needs, gruel and liquid coming in, and we shut you down and we weld the door shut, which is exactly what happened in China. Now, one, yep. When you look at that, it is a city the size of four, five, six Manhattans. I mean, it's enormous. It's an ocean of high rises. They're screwed. You know, so it's just this mindset of collectivism is the problem. Well, then they're going to go, yeah, we don't want you. You're not going to be allowed to go to Mars. You might take Corona with you or something. I mean, I'm so the mindset, and we're, and people that I think are of that understand this deep down, when it's fear, when it comes to you're going to die, when it comes to all that crap and all your principles go out the window when you got a hungry baby, you know, but you have to be willing to take the responsibility and the liability and the repercussions of your actions. So I'm just like, I don't want the government telling me what I can and can't do, especially when I'm the only one that knows what's best for me and my family. You know, what if they would have shut it down before you could have got out to your property, you went in for supplies and know you're not allowed to go be safe on your thing. It's like, screw you. How fast can I get here? So it's prepared, and you make a decision. And Bob, you got everybody in your property and locked in and ready to go, and you got everything, and you're all good. Probably how many days ahead of time before it got to where you were scared you might not make it back?
I've got, you know, I was never worried about not getting back. We got a plan, but when I saw the president of China like 2 months ago get on TV and make a public statement, and he went, "We have a very grave situation here." I went like, "Wow, people need to pay attention to this, because the Chinese don't say that kind of stuff unless it's a grave situation."
Right. No, Bob's been on it. You know, he's been almost giddy. He's like, "Oh, I got everything. I'm ready. We go get some."
People that have been preparing over the last couple of years, I mean, they have TV reality TV shows to make fun of them. You know, "Oh, look at these idiots going and buying toilet paper just a couple months ago." You know, and now it's, I mean, it's, there's a little bit of vindication. There's, you know, I mean,
yeah, I know. Most, I'm not gloating. I mean, yeah. There's no benefit in that. It's just, I feel sorry for those who didn't, at least. Because, like I say, this isn't good. When it's all said and done, people are going to hardly even notice it happen. Other than there's going to be a lot of new gravestones, but it's only 2%.
Yeah, I don't know about a lot.
You
know,
find 100
nobody...
people up and take two out, you'd hardly notice they're gone. But it's all going to happen in a month, 2 months. So it's going to, the swell is what's going to be the "oh my god" kind of thing. But normally, I mean, you probably lose that many people.
It's 1,000. The average is 1,000 people per country that has an infection. That's nothing. It's people. It's 1,000 people. God bless them. You know, but it's.
Well, it's going to be more than 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but I don't.
I'll send you a Word file when we're done here. I've been plotting it on this. Somebody did a projection, and I've been following along with the real numbers. And while his numbers were a little bit higher than this, and it is logarithmic, so it'll play out over time, but the trend is right on the money.
Yeah. I was looking up, somebody was talking about Italy, and so I looked up some stats on Italy, and it was like 25,000 people in 2017 died of the common flu in Italy. You know, it's that's a lot of people, and nobody ever talks about that.
Oh yeah, no, the flu is bad, but what it is this is just happening in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
It's going to overwhelm the hospitals, which makes it worse.
Well, it makes it all the more reason ready.
Well, I've had the flu, and I've never gone to the hospital for the flu, you know, or the cold, or cold or anything, you know, and I don't imagine that I'd
go
to the
hospital. And you're a smoker.
I'm a smoker. Yeah, I get a little winded.
But I mean, even the people who have to go to the hospital for the flu, it's not so much that it overwhelms the hospital. What's going to happen is they're going to have a 2 to 4 or 5 week spike that's going to be so high. They're not going to be able to help the people.
When I was young, I was born in 61. So in the late 60s, you know, there's always, you know, something happening, you know. And my grandmother, and certainly my mother's side of the family is Mormon. So they're all about being prepared. And they planned, they have a thing. They got a plan. Where's the sick room? There will be a sick room. You know, they clean it. It's like when I got burned in 94. We had a sterile room for me to come back and recover and all that kind of stuff. You had a sick room, and you got the stuff you needed for when you were sick. Well, now it's like just the attitude that, oh, the government's got it. Where's the government sick room? What?
From the first letter of Dr. Idris Barber, I've healed many landlubbers, but could have healed countless more if they were willing to break the law to preserve themselves. The Crown required that I obey leeching privateers who didn't share my oath to do no harm. I was forbidden from discussing the treatments I knew patients needed. The Crown claims to protect landlubbers from bankrupting medical expenses, but only seduces them into begging for relief, while privateers monopolize the management of chronic illness. This royal alliance has constructed a medical hegemony that denies science, discredits alternative remedies, and mandates unwanted treatments, while callously ignoring the victims dying on waiting lists. They have produced a society increasingly addicted, impoverished, diseased, and suicidal. My conscientious objections and medical ambitions required not only seeing this cage, but leaving it. That's why I raised my black banner. Among pirates, the Crown's tantrums are irrelevant. You own your body without qualification. Open ocean medicine enables healers and customers to build a relationship of mutual consent. Prices decrease, quality increases, and physicians become as accessible as barbers. Customers determine their own medical care, whether that's experimental treatments, prohibited plants, controversial procedures, bootleg pharmaceuticals, or even the right to die. Any system of command and control is rejected. In time, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, genetic engineering, and cybernetic prosthetics could take the human condition beyond our imagination. Medical augmentation could eliminate aging, enhance intelligence, and erase our fundamental physical limitations. With the Crown in our wake and the individual at the helm, we are free to pursue an unfettered life. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, let me tell you what the question is. How are we going to survive the more freedom?
I think we're going to be fine.
I think so, too. Yeah. This is one thing that happened. I've been watching, a lot of people, audience and friends and stuff, sending me stuff, and I watch a video. And there's a couple that we met at Narcopoco a few years ago, came friends with, that live in Ireland. Well, they came and visited us in Arizona, and they went to, they did the Sedona thing, and then they went to Canyon de Chelly and the Slot Canyons and Sandstone and the Grand Canyon of Vegas or whatever. They did the Southwestern America thing. And, he's been emailing, he goes, yep. He goes, here in Ireland, they're going, bat crap crazy, too. And so they have, some of the stuff that they, like elderberry. I mean, they're big on elderberry back there. And some other stuff that he was doing. And I'm going, yeah, we have been staying healthy with this, and this. And so he shared. He said, here, watch this video. So I watched this one-hour video of these guys yakking about whatever. So it was a lot of good health benefits. You feel better, you get your energy back, if this and that and so on. Well, one of the things I looked on, it was because I heard it on Richard Grove, had another naturopath on last week that Donna was all excited about, and he's been doing reruns on that. And it was a naturopath there that was talking about how the body works and different things. So what it was is I can't remember. It's a lipo something. Anyway, it's a fat soluble way of getting four times more absorbed body of vitamin C, ascorbic acid stuff. And so you go, okay, we'll get that. And it's a, for health thing and prevention of disease kind of deal. So we did that. And I go, all right, order that. And then it's a chuka something mushroom. These mushrooms are antivirals. Now, this is what Dr. Judy in the next hour, she'll be going on here about 15 minutes. We'll have Dr. Judy on, and we'll get an update from a scientist that knows something about something. We'll see how scared we got to be. So this is because the audience was saying, we need some more Dr. Judy. I go, yep, hook it up, man. We'll do it. So we'll get that taken care of. Now, the these mushrooms, they are an antiviral, which means that they stop the replication of the viruses thing. That's what Dr. Judy is always going on about, that you stop the replication of the virus.
Is it just this particular mushroom that you mentioned, the chaka?
Yeah. I mean, it does a bit, whatever. It's dirt cheap. And the lipo thing, it's dirt cheap. Vitamin D, dirt cheap. So I'm going, yeah, get the kilo bag of the whatever for $40 to last us and my kids and grandkids and family forever. Get the thing for the, go. So Donna, I said, just, here, and she put it up on the site. When I wrote it to her, I put it in a separate part of what I wanted her to put up of the article. And she goes, and she said, yeah, everybody buy this. I go, whoa, that was for you. go get it, or you
get it. Go get it first.
Yeah, go get it first, then put it up there. But anyway, so she got it, and then she goes, "Yep, the vitamin C lipo, some whatever the hell it is." She goes, "Yeah, I got the last three. You know, it's now on pre-order for the next batch of something. The mushroom thing is going down. The prices start going up. When we bought the oxygen generator, we paid... How much did you pay for your oxygen generator, Bob?
Oh, hell, I'd have to go back and look. It's a couple hundred bucks. You know,
it was, and now it's like $350, $400.
Yeah, mine was $309 a week ago, about a week and a half ago, maybe. And then I went back last week when I was checking to see where the heck is it, and it was $349.
Yeah, we remember when
they were selling yours as a $349 guy.
One of his shows, I went like, I got mine. He was trying to get his. He's like, "Damn it, it's sold out."
But we talked about this on the show. You know, some people. You know, a good friend of ours, Nick, in Illinois. You know, he been battling leukemia. You know, for years, his wife has lupus, I think, or Lyme or something, and he was like, you know what. What are you doing? And I told him, and he goes, he's ordering one. You know, I guess, and people will get them, and they'll start selling them on eBay for $1,000. And they'll go, "You hoarder?" And he goes, "Well, I don't need it." And somebody does need it, and they, you know, I can make some money, and they're willing to pay it. And they go, "Nope, you're not allowed. Freedom's the answer. What's the freaking question?" You know? And I'm going, they're going to deny people the ability voluntarily. They want, "Oh, well, somebody's going to make money, you know, but they die." I'm like, I hate this mindset. That's Chuck E. Schumer crap, you know? No, oh, yeah. It's so stupid. So we're going to find out. We're going to get a lesson. I've seen a lot of the lists and the different telegrams and different, you know, email lists and different stuff. I'm getting these people that are going, "Oh, I hate these people that are taking advantage of me being stupid and not buying it before." And I'm going, then don't be stupid.
They added,
here's one of the downsides of, living in a democracy is like you got to deal with the stupid people.
Not for long.
That's true.
Yeah, that's one thing. Bob and I, when we were back here in October, we're just looking at all this. The people, they're so entitlement crap, and the employees at the union mindset of where we come from, Arizona. And I'm like, oh, my God. And Bob, what'd you say, Bob?
Yeah, did I or did I not say, there's a great culling a-coming?
Here she is. Here we go.
So, it's not going to be the sickness. It's going to be the aftermath, economic stuff, because it's going to be a while, and there's going to be a lot of people that with a lot of a very rude awakening for a lot of people.
You know, I remember it was I think it was the movie Schindler's List, and they were rounding up all these families, and oh yeah, be sure to bring your bag stuff so that, you know, bring all your valuables so we can, you know, take that from you later. And a Jewish family was sitting there, and the father or grandfather or something gave a hunk of jewelry to someone for a little piece of candy that they cut up and gave amongst the kids. You know, this is the kind of stuff that's coming. You don't have you can't eat silver. And I go, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I might be able to buy some stuff I can eat with it, but, you know, you're better off. I get the silver after I got the food. After I got the medicine, after I don't need any more. Yep. I go, yep, I need some like silver, you know?
Well, that's like, all these people run into the gun stores, and I'm going, like, you know, remember we had I can't remember where it was. It was one of the Breakfast Club things, and everybody's talking about buying guns. And I'm like, all these people buying guns, you're just going to be the people I need to worry about. I'd be worrying about buying food.
Right.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people, you know, they don't stock up. They go, I don't have to stock up. I got a gun. I'll just go get your stuff. You know, a lot of young people, they have that mindset. You know, so that's why you need to have guns. Right. That's why the guys buying the food, they're probably buying the guns too. You know, we're good. So that was one thing. So when, you know, the patron asked us, what do you need 12 cameras for? So I know where they're at and I can shoot through the wall. That's why. That's why. But it's, so we're going to be out on the Lone Prairie right in the middle at the beginning of this. We're homeless May 1st. We are on the road again, and it's going to be interesting. And where do we go? You know, I could just be out in the middle of, I found this nice spot. I'm just camped. We got the solar power. We got the solar. We got the inverter. The batteries are supposed to be coming. So we probably, most of what we need for quality living is just a bunch of the security and a bunch of the camera and a bunch of the, you know, make it cool stuff, you know, that in this next batch of Amazon.
Yeah, this country is just full of really friendly, good people. You know,
in a small town of Bia Ad, they welcome you.
Yep. Yeah. I've driven all over, and, you know, everybody I meet on the road is just, I've got so much in common with them. You know, we need to start talking. We got meet a guy at a truck stop, or, I mean, it's the urban areas that are concerning. You know, the people that.
It's going to be the family in the minivan at the truck stop with signs, you know, help me feed my baby or some kind of do whatever. First.
You wouldn't believe the amount of people that are out here in campers just living in the desert. You drive out into the desert on the other side of the mountain for me, and there's hundreds of people in campers that I've never really kind of seen it quite that. It looks like quartzite out here.
Really?
On the other side of Saddle Mountain.
You mean just in the last couple of weeks?
Just the last couple of weeks. I think people have been kind of like, you know, they might just be snowbirds who like the easy living out in the desert. It's pretty out here, and the weather's perfect, and the flowers are out and everything. But I've never quite seen quite so many people. So I think there's a fair portion of them that are just like, time to get out of the city.
You know, and everybody that went to quartzite out there, 100,000 RVs every year. And when they go out there, they're kind of, this is too much a big city. They're spreading out more. And it's not like there's not enough desert in Arizona, you know. So it's you've been out there. You know what it's like. Now, in the summer, it's kind of the heat anvil of kick your ass. But, when it gets hot, I don't know. Anything change for you, Bob? You just wear less clothes? What?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. What's your plan for your family, Derek? You finally get a good excuse to get them out of government school?
All the government-funded daycare is closed, so my kids are going to be home for a couple weeks. We're going to bring them over here and hang out, you know. Give them a couple days to, you know, have a nice little vacation, but we're going to do some work.
Yeah, do some work, do some projects. This will be the year they actually remembered learning something. Life skill. Dad showed me whatever. That's one thing. Your sons, Bob, I mean, they're always helping you do whatever. They got skills. Hell, they're being pilots now, and they're 16.
Yep.
Skills. Skills, 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 skills. When you go to the community, you show up. Are you an add or are you a subtraction? Be an add. You might survive if people even want you to. Next hour, we got Dr. Judy Mikovits going to get us all caught up. What's up? What's up? So this is, next hour is going to be fun. Hey, thanks for coming on, Bob. You know, hold on a little bit.
I'm going to sign off. Breakfast is cooking.
Well, nobody's here to cook me breakfast.